We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If you missed it last segment, you're going to get another chance here on the Hawk and Crowder Show to win the new Nest Audio from Google that's coming up next segment. So you want to make sure you stay tuned. I'll give you a code word, you'll text a number, and you'll have a chance to win the new Nest Audio from Google. We're going to talk about the Miami Dolphins here in just a second with Alan Pupar of Sports Illustrated. Speaking of the Dolphins, though, the Joe wants you to see a Dolphins game at Hard Rock Stadium, courtesy of Dade County Federal Credit Union. Dade County Federal Credit Union, the preferred credit union of the Miami Dolphins. For more info, go to fincu.com, F-I-N-S-C-U.com. Want a chance to win those Dolphins tickets? Log on right now to WQAM.com, the home of the Miami Dolphins. 560 AM, FM 96.5 HD2, the Joe, WQAM streaming on radio.com. We were talking about it last segment, the idea of perhaps the Dolphins dealing Ryan Fitzpatrick ahead of the trade deadline here in the NFL. We got Tua Tagovailoa starting his first NFL game this Sunday. Let's talk to Alan Pupar, publisher of All Dolphins for Sports Illustrated, and he's been covering the team for years. I know, Crowder, you mentioned you've known Alan Pupar for quite some time.
And my dude.
You can follow him on Twitter at apuparfins, that's F-I-N-S, and he joins us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Alan, thanks for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure. What's up, fellas?
What's up, man? So let's just get to it. Is the idea of trading Ryan Fitzpatrick an actual possibility now that the Miami Dolphins have decided the Tua era has begun?
Oh, if somebody's bold enough to offer a very high pick, I don't see why you wouldn't make the trade. Look, I mean, the Dolphins made the move to Tua Tagovailoa, and I don't care what anybody would say, with the future in mind, this wasn't about the 2020 season. So the move has been made. The door has been open and Tua has been let in. So if a team that really is desperate for a quarterback calls the Dolphins and decides, you know what, we'll throw you like a fairly high pick because we really, really want a quarterback to take us through the rest of the season, I think the Dolphins would be crazy not to listen to it. Now, having said that, not totally sure that any team's going to offer – necessarily a premium pick for a 37-year-old quarterback who's going to be 38 in a couple of weeks.
And to that point where, like you said, Tua's just getting in the game, Alan. Like, Tua, they wanted Tua. I think they were waiting for the bye week, which is supposed to be week 10. I think they moved it back, starting Tua, because the NFL moved it back with this COVID season. Do you anticipate ever seeing Fitzpatrick again if Tua doesn't get hurt?
No, it would have to be something like terrible. And if that happens, then what does it mean moving forward? I mean, Fitzpatrick himself last week said this isn't a temporary move. I mean, you picked the guy fifth overall for a reason. So the move has been made. And if it turns out that Tagovailoa struggles like on a consistent basis, then at some point you have to start thinking, okay, what do we need to do next spring? Because now the Dolphins are going to have the two first-round picks, including one that right now is looking like it's going to be very high, and that's the one that belongs to Houston.
Yes, and I 100% agree with you, man. You my dude. That says a lot. Now, don't give Alan a hard time. That's my man. He knows what he's talking about. But Alan, what are you evaluating? Not big picture, just you. What are you evaluating Tua on? Is it percentage, completion percentage? Is it touchdowns? Is it wins? Is it losses? Like, what do you need to see out of Tua this year to know that that number five pick in the draft last year was a successful pick? What are you evaluating Tua on?
I think, well, a combination of everything. If you go accuracy, he's going to be accurate because that's what he's done in his career. But is he going to be accurate down the field? Is he going to get the offense into the end zone? Those are a couple of factors. And how is he going to run the offense? Does a Dolphin offense look like it's an offense that can be potentially dangerous for years to come based on what we see the rest of this season? And I'm getting the feeling based on what you just said that Solana is one of those who thinks it's a slam dunk Tua set it straight for the Hall of Fame. I actually want to see it first.
Yes.
No, I don't need to see it.
Am I right on that one?
Yeah,
yes,
I don't need,
look at
I don't
him.
Need
listen,
to see
listen
it.
Now.
I don't need to see it. Just put him in Canton. Put him in Canton. But to follow up on that, we had Brady Quinn on a couple weeks ago, and it was after, I think it was the game where the Dolphins lost to Seattle. And, you know, the conversation about Tua was, when is it time, right? The Dolphins at that point were 1-3. And Fitzpatrick wasn't necessarily, you know, playing as well as he had played in the two following weeks. And Brady Quinn said something interesting. He said that Flores has to be careful when he inserts Tua because Fitzpatrick has the respect of that locker room. And, you know, the players love him so much that, you know, Flores could lose the locker room if he goes to Tua too quickly. So my question to you is, if Tua, maybe not necessarily this week, but the first couple weeks that he starts, doesn't play well, do you think that's a possibility where this team is going to look around and say, hey, we were 3-3, now maybe, you know, maybe they're 3-5 or they're 4-4. What the hell happened? Like, we had a chance this season to win the AFC East with Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Here's the thing, though, is look at the makeup of the roster. On this roster, there's only one player who's over 30 years old, and guess what? It's Ryan Fitzpatrick. Everybody else is under 30. So I don't think that's going to be quite as much of an issue as it might be on a different team. And point number two I would make about that is I think the players have totally bought into what Brian Flores is selling. I think he's built up a lot of equity. If for no other reason than them being able to squeeze out 5 wins last year out of a roster that really was not very good. So I think that everybody has really bought into the program, and I'm sure he's explained to them that, look, this is a move that we needed to make as an organization. We understand Fitzpatrick was playing well. We understand everybody loves Fitz. But trust us when we tell you this is what we needed to do for the long-term health of the franchise, and hopefully all of you guys here in this locker room are going to be along for the ride.
I'm with you. And it makes perfect sense to me. But I would ask you, bro, like Parker and Williams, Preston came, you know, he got into his own the last 2 weeks. 49ers-Jets game, you know, he was getting early shots. He was getting a lot of targets. And Devontae did his thing too. So Preston and Devontae on the outside. But do you expect that Gesicki, Gaskin, Breida, that they are more involved having a young quarterback? You know those running backs and tight ends, they're closer to the line. They're easier throws. Do you anticipate that this offense – we just talked about it, though, Alan. Like, do you anticipate this offense pulls back a little bit and start throwing some more shorter routes, that you have a young quarterback, or do you expect that Tua can continue to throw to Parker and Williams on the outside, continue to build that continuity with that Z and that X receiver?
I would certainly expect a lot more passes to the backs and to the tight ends. As far as the wide receivers are concerned, what was one of the best throws that Tua consistently made at Alabama? Was the quick slant where he could get his receivers in stride and then get them going with a head of steam. So I would expect you could see a lot of those passes on both sides to Parker and Williams on both sides. And then you're going to see a whole lot of like rollouts, short passes, bubble screens, and that kind of stuff. What I don't expect you're going to see that you saw a whole lot at Alabama, and I know this is going to break Solana's heart, is those big shots down the field, first of all, because he doesn't have four first-round picks at wide receiver like he did at Alabama, and he also doesn't have an offensive line that's full of first-round picks and All-Americans.
He's Alan Pupar. Alan will celebrate Tua in the Hall of Fame in a couple decades, all right?
you and me. Alan, you can't knock him off his point, bro.
Already, right?
Yeah.
He's already done it.
Yeah. Yeah. You and me, we'll go to Canton together. Sound good?
Sound like a plan. You already have your reservations, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's already booked. Don't worry. On me. Everything's on me. He's Alan Pupar, publisher of All Dolphins for Sports Illustrated. He's been covering the team for years. Thank you so much, Alan. We appreciate it. Good to talk to you again.
Right back at you anytime, bud.
Thank you.
I'm ready, man. I'm ready for the Hall of Fame chance. You know, if Tua wins Sunday, that conversation is it's here, Crowder.
It's
I can't
Hall
wait.
Of Fame chance
wait.
Though.
It's there. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
You think if we beat the Rams, we're gonna have a Hall of Fame conversation on Monday?
If Tua throws four touchdowns, 400 yards,
bro. Your excitement is invigorating. I'm not going to lie. Like, as an old man, like, I love the excitement. But goodness gracious. Hall of Fame?
What is he?
28 for 38. Three touchdowns. You know, maybe one interception. 25 yards rushing. Hall of Fame talks.
He's 2 of 2. 100% so far passing. Hasn't incompleted the pass yet. Hasn't thrown an incompletion in the NFL. I'm ready for Tua to take over this town, to take over the NFL. And I don't think I'm being cocky or a homer. Like, bro, this guy was going to be the number one overall pick. Every expert before his hip injury had him as one of the best college quarterbacks of all time. So it's not like we drafted Ryan Tannehill 8th overall because he happened to settle for there. We settled for Ryan Tannehill in 2012, and I'm talking him up just to be a big head. No. Tua was expected to be great. I expect him to be great starting on Sunday, his first start.
I'm with you. I guess my energy's not there. I guess I'm not, you know, saying you're a young, invigorating guy, and you have all this, you know, excitement in you. Yeah, I'm an old soul, baby. I've seen what happened. So if he goes out, what numbers? Well, okay, because he's not going to go 25 for 25.
No.
I asked Alan this, and I've asked somebody else earlier, whoever we had, what are you looking at from Tua? What is going to make you excited from Tua? Touchdowns, interceptions, completion percentage? What is going to put you in the mode that you're already waiting to get in? What's going to put you there?
Okay, well, I'll look at it this way. In Burrow's first start versus the Chargers, he went 193 yards, 0 touchdowns and interception. His passer rating was 66. Completion percentage was 63. It's got to be better than that. So we'll set the bar that low. It's got to be better than that.
My guarantee is better than that. Yeah. A lot of this dude here was Ryan Leaf.
It's got to be better than Burrow's first start.
What about Herbert? We got to look up. Give me three touchdowns. I know we got to go to break, but we got to look up. You know what? If you want to do it that way, I want to look up Herbert's first start. I want to look up Burrow's first start. We might need to go back to RG3 and Andrew Luck's first start. If you want to go first starts, I can play this game with you to see if you want to get excited.
His first start was against the Chiefs. Remember, they almost won that game. Bro, Herbert's been good, man. 311 yards, a touchdown, an interception. His passer rating was 94. Like, he had a good debut against the best team in the NFL, the Super Bowl champs. I'm happy with that. I'm happy with 300 yards, a couple touchdowns, interceptions. Like that to me would be a great first start. Come out, couple hundred yards, couple touchdowns, 0 interceptions, and just look like you're in command. Like you know what you're doing out there.
Solana, I kind of like this. Leading up to the Rams game with Tua, I like looking at Hall of Famers' first starts and good players and great players and under average players and average players and their first if your first start means something. I'm intrigued by this, bro. I'm going to do some research this break.
Some people texted in, Solana, you also had the Heat coming back from 3-1 against LeBron and AD. I did, but to be fair, I looked pretty good after game 5. I looked real good about that prediction after game 5. Somebody else says, I remember exactly what street I was driving on when Solana predicted about Tyler Hero. And I was right about that too, Crowder. I was right about that too.
You know what? But his tattoos have killed you now because oh he has God. He has fourth grade tattoos.
Yeah. All right. You can have another chance to win the new Nest audio from Google. Stay tuned. That's coming up next on Hawk and
Crowder. Olive branch under your nipple. Who wants an olive branch under their nipple?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.